Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A black woman with a flamboyant updo and nose ring sits at a bar with a conservatively dressed, ginger-haired white man.
I think it's really dangerous to seek personal fulfillment through romantic relationships. I do. I'm just letting you know, FYI. You shouldn't need other people to validate or define you.
I shouldn't?
No, you shouldn't. Nobody should.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
The bartender arrives.
Can I get you something to drink?
No, thank you. Drinking is basic AF.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I'll get you some waters.
Thank you. Totes preach.
Totes preach.
What?
Totes preach. So, have you been on Tinder long, or are you just...
All right, I'm going to stop you right there, because I'm not loving the whole vibe of this interaction so far, and I would literally rather have my period for 1,000 years nonstop than continue this portion of the conversation.
Huh?
You mentioned something earlier about wanting to bone.
She refers to her smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
See, right here on Tinder, we matched.
Right.
Awesome. And then I texted you hi. And then you said, sup. And I was like, not much. And then you said, want to bone.
I guess I did.
Do you remember that?
I guess I do, yeah.
So, did you come here tonight expecting to bone?
His eyes go wide as he searches for words.
Yes?
It's not gonna happen.
Well, what happened? Did I do something wrong?
Kind of. It's like when I walked in, you just shook my hand.
Well, what should I have done?
I don't know. Maybe just, like, grab me by the shoulders and whisper something really sexy in my ear.
Like what?
Like, go in the bathroom and take off your panties. I want to smell them.
And you would have done that if I had told you to do that?
Maybe. I don't know. There's a huge chance I would have just, like, punched you in your dangling, but who knows? I'm sort of in this weird transitional phase in my life where I don't know what I'm going to do next. Going through a really bad breakup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. That's really the only reason why either of us are here right now.
What does that mean?
He usually comes on Fridays, so I was hoping that he'd catch us together, and then he would freak out and be, like, super devastated.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God, he's here. He's here. He's here right now.
Are you kidding? He's here now?
Oh, frick me. He's brought a date, and she's super hot. I didn't even know he'd like girls like that. Don't turn around.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Act like we're going to have sex later.
Don't act like you're going
to
have sex.
Be sexual. Do you want me to have to figure this out for you? Figure it out.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Damon. It's great to see you moved on already after only 2.5 months of not dating.
3.5 months, actually. But,
Hi, I'm Heather.
I'm sure you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
You tell me.
Yeah, we're going to go eat outside, but nice to see you, Jess, honestly.
Wish I could say the same to you, but I can't because you broke my heart into 1,000,000 little pieces.
She watches her handsome African-American ex walk away, hand in hand with a petite Asian woman. Tall, black, and beautiful, Jess is in her mid-20s with a dark mane of shoulder-length, curly tresses. She lies face up on her bed at night in cut-off shorts and a tank top, with her arms resting above her head. She suddenly beats her arms on the bed covers and hops to her feet. Then she shimmies, shakes, and dances around her well-appointed but cluttered one-bedroom apartment. Opening titles appear in lavender and yellow text. Beachside presents a Beachside production, The Incredible Jessica James, starring Jessica Williams and Chris O'Dowd. Jess suddenly stops moving. She stares at jars of peanut butter and jelly and a loaf of bread resting on her dinette table. Next, she is sitting at the table eating a sandwich and listening to the sounds of her neighborhood. Jess kicks open a stairwell door, then dances and jogs up the steps past a young man who is carrying his laundry down. She grabs clothing from his basket, waves it around and throws it, then blows him a kiss. He stares as she shimmies up the next flight without breaking a step. She bursts through a door onto an open-air terrace on the roof of the 4-story brownstone building. The roof entrance wall is painted with turquoise and yellow and has I love you scrawled across it in huge handwritten letters. She kicks and leaps her way past strings of colored lights. She dances wildly with big arm movements. Then she does a light tap step. Then she hops in circles on one foot. She shimmies vigorously, dips her head between her knees, then stands up and smiles broadly. Suddenly self-conscious, she looks all around. Her smile disappears and she walks back to the roof entrance. In daytime, she directs seven preteen kids in a children's theater project on a dimly lit stage in a local theater.
Take a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Hands out of your pockets, please. Right at your sides.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Now, close your eyes. I want you to imagine that you're on the beach.
What beach?
Any beach.
San Diego Beach?
That would be included in the options for any beach? Yes.
I hate beaches.
Okay, just imagine it anyway. It's a sunny day. There's a sweet breeze in the air. You take off your shoes and you wiggle your toes in the sand.
Did I bring sunscreen?
No, you didn't, but your mom did. And she's rubbing it on your back right now. Tell me what you see.
Water.
Good. Is it calm or are there waves?
Waves.
Tell me what you hear.
I hear the waves. People splashing.
Laughing. I don't hear anything.
That's okay. Just relax and try. What do you smell?
Suntan lotion.
Salt.
Hamburgers.
Seaweed.
What do you feel?
Good.
Warm.
Hungry.
Happy. I don't feel anything.
Well, what's that like?
I don't know. It doesn't feel like anything.
All right, let's try something else. I want you to think about feeling nothing. And I mean really think about it. Then I want you to write a paragraph on it for class next week. 4 sentences minimum. Do you think you can do that?
Do I have to?
This is theater, Chandra. We don't have to do any of this. We do it simply because we must.
What?
Later, she stares into her mailbox in the building lobby and pulls out an envelope. She reads a letter while climbing the stairs. She stops and frowns, then refolds the letter and resumes trudging upward. In her apartment, she slaps the Atlantic Theater Company envelope down on her desk. Then she carefully tapes the letter to a coral pink wall, adding to a neatly arranged display of over 20 rejection letters. She stands back and studies the display.
What do you assholes know anyway? Oh, nothing. We're just collectively responsible for the success of every major dramatic writer in the past 100 years. Oh, okay. Tight.
At an evening gala, Jess wears a white button-down shirt and black slacks while talking to an old woman in a fancy dress.
I can get over us not being together, really. I can. Look at me. I'm tall. I'm pretty. I'm smart. I am a cocoa queen. Obviously, I will have many great loves in my life. It's just, I feel like I lost my best friend, and it really sucks.
Are those for the guests?
Yes.
The woman walks off with a glass of champagne. Then right, a short, so fair-haired waitress approaches with hors d'oeuvres.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Yes. This is
no,
exactly
no, 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 no. We're supposed to be serving this stuff.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you invited me to come here, I thought I would be a guest, not serving.
It's $500 a ticket, and I thought you needed the money.
Oh, I do need the money.
You're gonna get us both fired.
Relax, bro. These are my people. I'm mingling.
Okay, this is like old money theater subscribing Manhattan. These are so not your people. Have you been talking to them about Damon?
Jess shakes her head, then nods.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going through a process right now, okay? I'm standing in my own truth.
Dude, you need to get out.
I am out.
No, no, you need to go on a date. A real one.
Ew, no, dating's the worst. Have you ever actually seen a man eat? Like, there's never been a grosser thing. I've seen a live birth before, and it's still not close to a man eating a piece of chicken.
Oh my God, I actually know somebody.
Is he cute?
Yes.
What's his deal?
He's divorced.
Tasha, there has never been a red or flag.
It's perfect. You guys could just rebound right off of each other. Onto each other and into each other and just like hetero.
Are you talking about sex?
Yes.
How old is he?
30, tops. Maybe just a little older.
And he's already failed at marriage?
So what? Life is just a series of failures in the first place, so it's...
An old man stares as Tasha drinks champagne.
What?
He walks away.
He's nice. You have fun.
I don't want to have fun.
What do you want?
Flashback. Jess and Damon are lounging in her bed in underclothes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. You're about to win the award for best playwright ever of all time.
Really? I didn't even know they made that award.
Well, they just made it for you.
For me? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, thank you, everybody. Mm-hmm.
So, we're at the ceremony, and you don't know you're about to get it.
What do I think we're here for?
I don't know. Hamilton?
Keep going.
Then Oprah comes out, and she announces to the whole world that you are the best playwright in the history of the universe. And you turn to me and...
Hey, Oprah knows my name!
So, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
They gaze into each other's eyes, then they kiss and snuggle. Sitting in a restaurant at night, Jess picks at her food. Across from her, a brown-haired, bearded Caucasian man in his late 30s enjoys a mouthful of food.
So, Tasha tells me you're a playwright.
Yeah, I write plays. That's something that I do.
Have you written anything I might have seen?
Do you see a lot of plays?
Did you write Hamilton?
Have you seen Hamilton?
No.
No, I didn't write Hamilton. I haven't had a play produced in New York.
Oh.
I have had interest from a small handful of theater companies, though, and they want to work with me, so... I'm just waiting. Right place, right time, so I can make my mark.
I don't know anything about theater.
It's pretty much all I care about.
Well, that's great that you're committed to something you love.
Why'd you get divorced?
That's a pretty brutal transition, don't you think?
No offense, but I don't even know if I want to be here right now.
Oh, well, why would I be offended by that?
I don't know, Tasha thought this would be good for me to help me get over this guy I thought I was in love with, but to be honest, this whole thing is making me think of him more intensely.
Oh yeah? How so?
I'm just really reminded of how much of him you're not.
Cool. I mean, I get it. You are the complete opposite to my ex-wife.
What is she, dumb, short, and fugly?
What I meant was, compared to her, you are much more forthright.
Honesty is like the only thing that matters to me.
Oh, yeah, I believe in honesty.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So can we be totally honest with each other?
Absolutely.
She puts down her fork, and he puts down his glass of red wine. They smile and meet each other's eyes.
Why are you here?
Well, it's been a little while since my divorce, and I thought if this went well, then we could make out later.
You just want to make out?
Why did you say that you think you were in love with your ex?
I don't know, it's complicated. We were together for 2 years, and then he just sort of gave up on us.
I'm sorry, that must be rough.
Why'd you get married?
I think I was in a hurry to get on with my life.
What went wrong?
I'm still figuring that out. But I'm pretty sure it was her fault. You have a great smile.
It's your go-to karaoke song.
I do not care for karaoke.
Really? Boo, dude.
You're booing me when I'm being honest?
You're right, I'm sorry. That was rude.
How do you pay your rent?
I work at a nonprofit in Hell's Kitchen. I teach public school kids how to write and produce their own plays.
So how do you pay your rent?
I live in Deep Bushwick. Like deep, 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 deep Bushwick. What about you?
I invented an app.
Leaving the restaurant after dinner, he holds the door for her.
Thank you.
They stand on the sidewalk.
Okay, well, thanks. This was interesting in like an anthropological way.
I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could.
Look, I don't want to disappoint you or anything, but I don't think we should make out.
Don't worry, I give up on that idea halfway through the meal. I enjoy being honest with you.
It's the only way to be, so.
All right, well, good night.
We're hugging. Good night.
They walk in the same direction.
Are you going this way too?
Yeah.
It's awkward.
I wouldn't say this is any more or less awkward than every other part of the night.
That's funny. You're funny.
Yeah. I'm also good at cunnilingus.
Well, that's good to know.
She smiles and averts her eyes.
So, which way do you go now?
Later, she lays awake in bed while he sleeps next to her. She holds the blankets close and sits up. Then she slips out of bed. A crowded subway train pulls into a station. Jess boards the train and looks around. She spots a man sitting with his legs splayed open, occupying two seats. She stares until he notices her. She claps her palms together, gesturing for him to close his legs. He complies and shifts over so that she can sit down. Daytime at the theater. Chandra, a black girl with long braids, reads on stage.
You can talk, but no one hears you. You can see, but can't be seen. Nothing you do matters to anyone. It feels like you don't exist.
Wow. That was amazing. That was really well put. Chandra, do you feel like that a lot?
I don't know.
Has anybody in this room ever felt like that? Raise your hand if you have.
They all raise their hands.
Girl, you just articulated a pretty complicated feeling that everybody in this room can relate to. How does it make you feel? Hey, everybody, guess what? This is your one and only life. What do you want to tell people about it?
In the evening, Jess sits at her desk typing on her laptop. She stares at the screen and shakes her head, her fingers poised over the keys. She notices a figure silhouetted through her white window curtains. She lifts the window and sticks her head out to see Damon standing precariously on the ledge.
Damon? What the hell are you doing out here?
I've been thinking, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, I made a lot of mistakes.
Damon!
I should have never let you go.
Damon, this is literally so crazy. Please come off the ledge.
I can't. I won't go on without you.
You are being so melodramatic right now. I live on the second floor.
I need to tell you how I feel.
Okay, fine. How do you feel?
I don't know.
You hurt me a lot. You know that, right?
I know, okay? I'm an asshole. You know, I'm just gonna jump right
no,
now.
No, wait. You smell like Vicks medicated vapor rub.
What?
You smell like Vicks medicated vapor rub.
What do you mean, like right now?
Yeah, like right now. Like usually, always. It's kind of been your thing ever since we first met.
Well, why didn't you tell me this before?
I don't know. I guess I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. But, you know, here we are.
Well, what else did you want to tell me?
You're not as funny as you think you are.
Okay, now you're just... Ah!
Oh my God!
He falls off the ledge and lands face down on the concrete below. A pedestrian steps over him and keeps walking. In reality, Jess is staring at her laptop screen. The words, "Get out of my head, Damon," appear in capital letters, followed by several exclamation marks. She closes the laptop and dials her smartphone.
Yeah.
Hey, are you busy? I need to go out.
In a nightclub, Jess smiles ecstatically while dancing alone in a shimmering low-cut top.
If you listen close, you might hear the sounds. Well, I would never let you down.
Three women standing at the bar check her out while Tasha comes dancing over.
Action. Hey!
Hey!
I'm getting a lot of inquiries regarding your status.
Yeah, it's my raw feminine energy. It really fucks up the room.
Yeah, that's actually what most of the girls are saying.
Hey ladies, you're all queens. Or however you choose to identify.
Later, Jess and Tasha are wearing t-shirts while lounging in Tasha's bed.
Hey, what kind of vibe are you rocking with these days? I need some recommendations.
You mean like what is the one vibrator I'm using?
Yeah.
Do you only have one vibrator?
Do you have more than one vibrator?
Has one man ever fulfilled all of your needs?
There was one. Mm. Bullshit aside, he was pretty dope at sex.
Oh, how did the date go with the divorced dude?
I spent the night with him.
Tasha quakes excitedly.
You ended up spending the night with him?
Yeah, you said he was cool.
Yeah, no, I don't actually know him that well.
I only did it because you said you knew him.
No, I just acted in a diversity workshop at a retreat for Zap.
You spent the night with him. You are so baller.
Well, it wasn't even like that, dude. There was no P&V penetration.
Oh, well, what'd you do?
Everything else.
Oh my god, anal?
What? No, are you crazy? Anal?
Would you like him?
I'm not even sure if I like dudes anymore.
Well, let me know if you want to make out, because I would totally be into helping you transition. You know, you could just see how it feels.
Appreciate it, but I'm gonna stick with this basic peen for a while.
Mm. You know, he was very thoughtful in his role playing during our sexual harassment scenarios.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's his app called?
Oh, I don't know. It's like a Tinder thing for people that have herpes.
What?
Joking.
The theater project.
Everybody scream as loud as you possibly can. Oh my god, that was awful. Now you're on a trampoline. Boing, boing, boing. Look and backflip. Just kidding. Don't do that. It's a liability. Hands up in the sky. High, 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 high. Get on your tippy toes. Now wiggle your fingers like you're tickling a giant. Except he's got armpit hair.
Ew!
Gross, 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 gross. Ah! 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 Okay, you just dropped your ice cream and you don't have money to buy a new one. Kayla, valid reaction. Don't say your best friend is to Hawaii.
Send me a postcard. Too hot there.
You get stood up at your own wedding.
Woo! Marriage is an outdated social construct anyway. I don't care. 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 All right, guys. Great job today. Also, don't forget that I need your permission slips for our writer's weekend coming up, and I haven't gotten anything from anybody except for Chandra. Seriously, don't forget to ask your parents, or I will do it myself. I will make it weird. Kayla, seriously.
Chandra.
Hey, Miss James.
Hey, you okay?
I can't go to the writer's weekend.
What? Why? Chandra, no, you're like the only one who turned in your permission slip.
I'm sorry.
Is somebody coming to pick you up?
They approach Chandra's mother and brother waiting outside.
Are you Chandra's mom?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jessica James.
I know who you are.
All right. Chandra mentioned something to me earlier about her possibly not making the writer's weekend next month.
Yeah, that's right.
She cannot miss that weekend.
Well, unfortunately, she has to.
Why?
It's complicated.
It's just that's a really big deal. Sarah Jones is going to be there.
Look, I don't know who Sarah Jones is, but Chandra can't go.
She's an amazing playwright. She, like, won a Tony. Do me a favor. When you get home, Google Sarah Jones TED Talk.
Okay.
But seriously, why can't she make it?
Well, if you must know, Chandra's dad is taking her and her brother to Six Flags that weekend.
I'm sorry, Chandra's mom. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's her dad's weekend.
This is the weekend where they actually write their plays.
You know how long it took to reach a custody agreement with my ex? 2 years. 2 years, 6 lawyers, and $34,000. We just signed an agreement last week. He gets that weekend.
Do you mind if I talk to him?
You're kind of an annoying person, aren't you?
Yes.
At home on her phone.
Hey, Mr. Phillips, this is Jessica James from the Children's Theater Project. I was just calling because... Well, because I'm 25 and I haven't been completely broken by life yet. But also, I was hoping to try and convince you to rethink taking Chandra to Six Flags during the writer's weekend. And I know from talking to Ms. Phillips that you all have had a really hard time the last couple of years and that you just reached a custody agreement. I don't want to butt in, but I just want to say that I kind of know what Chandra's going through. I think it could be really empowering for her to sort through all those really confusing and scary emotions and turn them into something good. And like, I know that a lot of people say that Theater is a dead art form performed by the rich for the even richer, and I guess I do agree with that to some extent, but I still really believe in it. I think it has the power to transform lives. I mean, it completely transformed mine. So, Mr. Phillips, can you please, 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 please let her come to the Writers' Weekend? I promise you will not regret it.
An incoming call.
Mr. Phillips?
Hey, Noel, it's Boone.
Who?
Yeah, we had dinner. Remember, we stayed over at my place and we had dessert. The divorce guy?
Oh, wow, shit. Sorry, I forgot that was your name.
No, sure, that's understandable. How are you?
It's, kind of a weird moment for me, but I guess I'm okay. What about you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. Listen, I had a terrific time the other night.
Oh my God, is this a booty call?
No. Do people still say booty call?
This is totally a booty call. Aw, Boone.
Okay, I guess it's kind of a booty call, but I did enjoy spending time with you.
Just because you catch a unicorn in the wild doesn't mean you get to tap it whenever you want, buddy.
Are you calling yourself a unicorn?
Maybe.
Didn't realize unicorns were so arrogant.
All right, look, we can go for a walk, but only if it's in my neighborhood, and that's it.
Okay, cool. I'll take that.
All right, well, don't forget, we're just...
Hiding behind a tree, he tumbles into trash cans upon seeing a man in his ex-wife's townhouse window.
Are you sure?
Huh? Did some trash cans fall over on your end? Was that your end?
Ew, what?
Oh, no, I don't know. Okay, I'll see you soon.
Nighttime scenes of Jess's neighborhood. Graffiti and a white tiger mural. Shops with security gates rolled down. Jess and Boone saunter on a quiet street.
So this is Bushwick, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty great, right?
It's delightful. So when are they gonna burn it down?
Well, not all of us can afford to live in neighborhoods where you got artisanal pickle shops on every corner. So.
Every person that I've seen in this neighborhood so far looks like they work at a pickle shop.
That is true.
So I think my ex-wife has started seeing somebody.
Oh, Boone. Is that what you want to talk about right now? Really? Come on.
I'm struggling.
How'd you find out?
Fucking Instagram.
Oh, no. How many times did I check her Instagram?
Oh, you know, not that often. Yeah, pretty much every waking moment.
Yeah, me too.
You still talk to him, though?
No, I don't want to talk to him.
You just prefer to obsess about what he's doing online?
Yeah, I do.
Don't think that's very healthy.
Well, that's coming from a guy who checks his ex-wife's Instagram like 1,000 times a day.
Oh, true that.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think would happen if you unfollowed him?
I don't know. What do you think would happen if you unfollowed her?
To be honest, I'd be kind of relieved that I didn't have to look at so many pictures of food on my timeline.
Oh, is she one of those ladies that post photos of food all day? It's the worst. How could you marry somebody like that?
Well, to be fair, she is an award-winning food photographer.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'll do it if you do it.
Do what?
Unfollow my ex.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, this is really good. Actually, we should do this.
That's like a really big step, Boone.
Well, it's just a couple of little taps, and we can get on with our lives.
They pull out their phones.
Okay, fine. Fuck it, let's do it.
You gonna do it?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Sweet. Let's do it on three.
Hold on. Okay.
One, two, three, bye-bye. Oh. Okay, how you feel?
I already hate it. I want to know what's going on already. What about you?
Yeah, I've got this belly full of regret. Oh, shit.
Well, what if we followed each other's exes on Instagram? That way we can tell the other person if something big comes up.
That's a really good plan.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay, what's your fella's name?
At Damon Johansing. And then what about your ex-wife?
Mandy Moore?
Wait, what?
Oh, it's not the singer stroke actress.
Viewing Instagram pictures.
Holy shit, is this him?
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
I know, he's a beautiful man.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
You're never going to get the likes of that again. I would fuck this guy.
Would you? Ugh, me too. Is this her?
Yeah.
She's cute. Ooh, she's blonde.
Yeah, I'm really into blondes.
Oh, sorry.
Does he make fucking handcrafted phone cases?
He does. There's something wrong with that?
Oh, no, it's just I really need a new phone case.
Boone, we're working on boundaries right now. There's like a million places you can get phone cases from.
Yeah, okay. Makes such pretty stuff.
Yeah, he's really, really good. Oh, wow. She posted a beautiful photo of a hamburger today.
Yeah, she really knows what to do with meat.
It's a weird thing to say to me.
Oh, God, you probably thought it. No, I meant she's good with dick.
In daytime, Jess reaches into her mailbox. She pulls out a few envelopes and hurries to rip one open. A smile comes over her face as she reads the enclosed letter. She enters her apartment talking on the phone.
Tasha, are you sitting down?
I'm at ease. Yeah.
Get this. I just got a personalized rejection letter from Tim Sanford at Playwrights Horizons.
Congratulations.
You don't sound that excited, but I'll take it.
Oh, I don't know. It's a rejection.
Yeah, but it's a personalized rejection letter. Get this. Despite the eloquent and oftentimes hilarious tone of your work, it is not right for Playwrights Horizons at this time.
Wow. That is... I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's amazing. Do you know how many form letter rejections I've gotten from lesser-known theater companies and fellowships this year? Tim Sanford from Playwrights Horizons read one of my plays, and he gave me an encouraging response. This is huge.
Aw, and it's so cool.
Aren't you masturbating right now?
Yeah.
Okay, next time I call you and you're doing that, just don't answer the phone.
Okay, good note.
Jess checks out Mandy's food photos on Instagram while walking down her neighborhood street. Damon appears before her.
What are you doing here?
You unfollowed me.
Wow, that was fast. How did you know?
I only have 70 followers on Instagram and Twitter combined, so...
Yeah, you are not good at social media.
I make phone cases, all right? I don't have clever, witty ideas that I would like to share with the world like everybody else. I just don't understand why you unfollowed me.
Well, Damon, it's not like we're together anymore.
So what, that means we can't be friends on Facebook?
No, I don't think we can. No. No, we cannot.
I don't get it. I don't get it how one minute we can be in love, and the next minute we're less than strangers.
What, you're asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you.
I don't know. I guess I just didn't think it would be that big of a deal.
Really? You unfollowed me.
I guess secretly I kind of hoped that you would notice, but I didn't want you to get all bent out of shape
about
it. It
feels like deep down, you wish we never would have met.
I guess I kind of wish we hadn't met.
No, don't.
I do.
Don't negate everything we had just because you don't like the way it ended.
Well, why not?
Because it was good.
And then it wasn't.
Well, why do you think that is?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, wow. You act so... You don't realize how frustrating it is, how stubborn... And hard-headed you are sometimes.
I am not stubborn.
Okay, do you want me to explain to you why it ended?
Yeah, that would be most excellent if you could.
Okay. It ended because you...
A piano falls on him.
What?
Jess awakens in her bed at night and sits up. She picks up a jar of Vicks Vapor Rub from her nightstand, puts it to her nose, and inhales deeply. In daytime at the theater project, Chess and Tasha are on stage before the kids.
All right, everybody, listen up. This is Tasha. Tasha is an actress, and she's going to teach you guys an improv game.
Thank you so much, Jess, for that amazing introduction. Okay. As was mentioned 5 seconds earlier, I'm Tasha, and I'm going to teach you an improv game called Yes And. Has anybody ever heard of Yes And before?
The kids stare blankly.
Perfect. Okay, well, it is super simple. All you have to do is agree with anything that your partner says by saying yes and then adding something to it. Jessica, would you like to help me demonstrate?
Yes, and I would like to add that this game rules.
Yes, this game does rule, and I'm excited to play it because your class is super attractive.
Yes, and on top of being very attractive, they also have really, really great brains.
Yes, they have great brains, and I can tell because I just so happen to be a brain-eating zombie who loves kids' brains.
Yes, I knew that, and I have something to tell you. I'm a zombie slayer.
Yes, you are. And we have a long feud going back
Sentries!
They circle with imaginary weapons.
Yes,
and for some reason we always seem to run in circles, which is why we've been feuding for so long.
Yes, this is a cosmic dance between two people.
Two people who don't know how to fight.
I am your arch enemy, but I came here today to tell you that I love you.
The city at night. A subway train passes on a lit-up bridge. Jess is at home folding clothes and packing them into a small suitcase. Boone calls her from the sidewalk outside his ex-wife's townhouse.
Hello?
Hey, it's Boone.
Who? Just kidding, I know who you are. What's up?
I was just calling to let you know that Damon finally started watching The Sopranos, and he thinks it's pretty good.
Okay, all right. That's really useful information for me to know. Thank you very much for telling me.
I don't know what took him so long. It's a really great show.
I don't know. I feel like if I want to watch a bunch of morally corrupt dudes do some stuff, I could just, like, literally leave my apartment at any given moment.
Yeah, men are horrible.
Oh my gosh, by the way, I am loving your ex-wife's Instagram. Her photos are so good. Food photography really isn't art. It's just the dabblers I don't care about.
Yeah, food porn is one of my top two favorite porns.
What's your other favorite porn?
Cuban.
That is a good porn. That's a good form of porn.
Also, I was wondering what you were up to this weekend.
You were you?
Yes, I was.
I am actually going to be in Ohio for my little sister's baby shower.
Oh, a lot of new information there. What, you're from Ohio?
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
It's weird, I know more about your ex-boyfriend than I do you.
Yeah, I guess it is, huh?
Maybe, when you get back into town, we could go on a real date.
Well, that depends, Boone. What's your idea of a real date?
Hot dogs and laser tag?
I'm busy.
I'm joking. Something brilliant. No, we'll have a great time, I promise.
Yeah, sure. I'll go on a real date with you. That sounds fun-ish.
Okay, well, thanks. Just give me a call when you're back into town. And bring me back some potatoes.
That is Idaho.
Yes, it is. Do they grow anything in Ohio?
Just weirdos.
Well, bring me back some weirdos.
Will do.
Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
Boone?
A good-looking blonde man approaches.
Who wants to know?
Look, man, I don't want to make this weird or anything, but Mandy sent me down here to see if you want to, like, come upstairs and talk or something.
What? Why?
We both saw you out here circling around the block. It's sad, man.
She waves from an upper window.
Well, you can tell Mandy that I happen to be on the phone arranging a date with a girl, a woman, who is a wonderful playwright from Ohio. Didn't even know that I was in your neighborhood.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell her any of that.
Boone starts walking.
Fine. Don't tell her. I don't give a shit.
You know, she still has a great deal of affection for you.
Oh, she does she? She still has a great deal of affection for me.
Yes.
Boone stops in his tracks.
Did she say that?
Hey, look, I know it's hard, man. I went through a divorce myself a couple years ago.
I didn't realize. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was? Oh, that's right, I don't give a shit.
Boone kicks a trash can. He limps away.
All right?
Ah!
Daytime in Jess's neighborhood. A pair of stiletto shoes hangs from an overhead wire. A couple on a motorcycle pulls away from a curb where at least a dozen motorbikes are parked. Jess wears earbud headphones as she strolls past a colorful, graffiti-covered wall, wheeling her suitcase behind her. She notices a bright blue jumpsuit in a thrift shop window, backtracks to take a closer look, then pulls her suitcase into the store. Later, she wears the jumpsuit while traveling on a moving sidewalk in an airport. She manages to wave and smile upon seeing a jovial, older black couple waving to her. Now she rides in the back seat of their Buick sedan, staring blankly out the window while her mother beams at her from the passenger seat.
Your sister is so excited you're home, you don't even know. It's like all she can talk about.
Yeah, well, it's not every day we get a visit from our big city girl.
Please do not call me big city girl, Kenny.
You missed you at Christmas.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm sorry. I missed you guys too.
So? Tell us everything.
How's your writing?
How's Damon?
It's good. Writing's good. Damon's good. It's all good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Jess summons a smile as her mother pats her knee.
Oh, Jess, it's so good to see you.
Arriving at a spacious suburban bungalow surrounded by mature trees, Jess's shorter, pregnant sister greets them as they enter a well-appointed kitchen.
He's here!
Hi!
You actually came?
Of course I came.
They hug each other.
Oh my goodness. Wow, this is amazing. You're making a little human.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
What? This is a jumpsuit.
You look like an auto mechanic.
It's cool though, right?
I mean, you're not going to wear it to the party.
Nope. Not going to wear it to the party. This was for the plane.
Brother-in-law.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Dwayne. What's up?
Not too much.
What you got there?
Cupcakes for the party. So, nice.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, my big sister's here.
I know.
She's here.
Yep, I'm going to go change.
Okay.
Let me get this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kimmy.
All right,
see you later.
Do you have heels, babe?
No.
Jess collects her suitcase from stepfather Ken, enters her childhood bedroom, and looks around with a somber expression. The walls are covered with old posters and flyers advertising plays written and directed by Jessica James. Titles include Death of a Saleswoman, I Love You and Other Lies My Parents Told Me, and An Orphan in Ohio. A collage of family photos includes one of a father cuddling a baby girl. Baby shower food includes hard-boiled eggs and watermelons that resemble baby carriages. Jess enters the kitchen wearing a white dress. Her mother is drinking white wine with a blonde woman.
Excellent. Wait, Jessica! Jessica, you remember Mrs. Taggart, don't you?
I do. Hi, Miss T.
Hi, Jess.
Well, Carol and her husband are going to New York next month.
Cool.
Well, we were hoping that you could recommend a show for them to see while they're there.
Yeah, definitely. What sort of shows are you into?
Well, we heard that Jersey Boys is good.
Oh, yeah, but that's a musical. That's not really what I'm into.
What type of thing are you into?
Dialogue-driven dramas that explore the human condition.
Oh. Is there anything like that playing next month?
The really great things are sort of few and far between. Theater is in a really troubled state in America right now. Most things are trash. Like, you'd be surprised at who they allow to do shows on Broadway. Or... I heard that Cats just opened, and it's supposed to be good.
Oh, I have heard good things about that one. Oh, great, thanks.
Jessica studied theater in college.
In the living room, Jess hangs back, watching women seated in a circle eat chocolatey goop from diapers and drink glasses of white wine. Her sister unwraps a pair of knitted booties and a matching hat.
Oh, Kimmy, these are adorable. Thank you. So sweet.
Jess.
That one's mine.
Uh-huh. From my big sister.
Hello.
She unwraps a gift-wrapped book and turns to a cartoon of a woman on a motorcycle wearing a bra and a strap-on dildo.
The ABCs of subverting the patriarchal paradigm.
I figured since you're having a girl, although boys could benefit from that as well, right?
Oh, P is for peaches. A singer-performance artist who challenges the traditional notions of gender identity.
I drew those pictures myself.
Wow. This is amazing.
Thank you. I figure it's never too soon, right?
A guest.
Never too soon for what?
To start questioning the system.
What system?
The system that we're all prisoner to.
I'm not prisoner to any system.
You just... pretended to eat poop out of a diaper. So...
Mother.
Let's open another present.
Yes!
Yes. Thank you. Who belongs to this, huh?
Jess mouths the words, I'm sorry. At night, she stands in the background while the family watches a movie on TV.
I've been in love with love. But I've never really felt love. Until now, just you complete my everything. I love our love. I love you.
Madison, you made me see that the one... as long as there's love, it
having you by my side is what completes it.
I can honestly tell you, this has been the best day of my whole life. When I look into your eyes, I can see forever. And I never want it to end.
Madison, will you marry me?
Yes, Dustin! Oh my god! Is this real?
It's so real.
Oh my god. I love you so much.
In her room, Jess flops into bed and curls up with a teddy bear. Daytime scenes of the Bushwick Inlet skyline, Brooklyn's Memorial Arch, and an urban water park. Jess and Boone are on an outdoor roller skating rink, both wearing red roller skates. She hobbles along unsteadily, clinging to a child's training support, while Boone walks beside her.
Is this your idea of fun?
No, this is my nightmare. I just, for some reason, I thought you would be better at it.
I'm both flattered and offended.
No, I can't believe you've never skated.
I've been 6 feet tall since I was 12 years old. Not once have I thought, ooh, let me put some wheels on this.
You're doing great.
I'm not.
You want to try without the baby thing?
I don't want to let go of this.
Everybody's kind of sniggering at you.
Nobody's doing that.
Come on, take my hand. I'm rock solid over here. You get this is no risk.
Okay, all
trust
right.
me.
Okay.
She clasps Boone's hand and stands shakily as she pushes the training support
okay.
away.
Okay, that's good. Nice. Doesn't that feel good?
It's okay. So, whoa.
They lose their right. footing and grab onto each other.
You're good. Oh!
Ah! They flail around, tumble onto the concrete, and sit up.
I also brought a picnic.
Tight.
An elegant picnic, sitting on a blanket in a park.
This is just like what you do on a first date?
Yeah.
So tell me about your app.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll tell you, but you have to promise not to judge me.
Is it Tinder for people who have herpes?
What? No. That's not a terrible idea, by the
right?
way.
We have to, like, date somehow.
No, mine is called Hi Mom. Have you heard about it?
No.
Basically, we make it seem like you're staying in touch with your parents or whoever without you having to stay in touch with your parents or whoever.
That's insane. How do you do that?
We study users' text feeds and social media. We generate a weekly personalized message in their own voice from their own cell phone number. A typical one would be, "Hi, Mom. I was just thinking about you. Thought I'd say hi. You're so right. That cat video was cute and funny."
That's amazing. You're like a genius or something.
You don't think it's awful?
No, I think it's trash. But it's cool that you do it. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Do you think I can get a hookup for, like, my mom and my sister?
How know, thoughtful okay? of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. How about you? Tell me about one of your plays.
Nah. Let's just change the subject.
I thought theater was all you cared about.
It is.
So what's going on?
Do you remember when I mentioned that there was, like, a handful of theater companies that was interested in my work?
Yeah.
I lied.
I found something that you feel insecure about.
What? I'm, like, insecure about everything.
You hide it well.
Well, I just really love theater. You know, I feel like I love it the way that most people love, like, sports or food.
Oh, I love food and sports.
Yeah.
You love it that much?
Yes, I do. And I've been like that since I was a kid. So I love everything about it. I love reading it. I love watching it, even when it's bad. I love teaching it. I especially love making it. I love it all.
That's great. So what's the problem?
I don't know if it loves me back, and that scares the shit out of me.
Come on. I'm sure it loves you back.
No, I have a wall full of rejection letters that beg to differ.
I would love to read one.
What, a rejection letter?
No, I would love to read one of your plays.
Maybe. I'll think about it and get back to you.
You'd happily share it with a room full of strangers, but for me, you have to think about
it. Yeah, well, it's different to share it with somebody that you know. It's, like, really intimate.
I already know I'm gonna like it.
Okay, well, don't do that. If I do show you my stuff, and that's if, you have to promise me that you will be honest.
Honesty is, like, all I care about.
Was that supposed to be an impression of me?
Oh, it did sound like you, I guess.
Yeah, it did, a little bit.
He wears a backpack as they stroll side by side on the street at night.
Well, this is me.
Yeah, I know. I already spent the night here, remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had such a great time today.
Me too. It was really lovely.
You're such a beautiful skater.
Thank you. I had a really terrible teacher.
You're sure I don't still remind you of how not Damon I am?
She pulls him into a kiss.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to invite me up?
I was thinking maybe not.
Why? I already know your bathroom is gross AF.
First of all, I've cleaned it thoroughly.
Good.
And second of all, I think we should slow it down a little bit.
I spent the night here the first time we hung out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Your booty called me like 4 days later. This was so fun.
You're an excellent lover.
Well, please don't call me lover. That's disgusting. What's the problem?
I probably seem to you like I have my shit together, but I just got out of a marriage 8 months ago, and everything is just a bit shit.
You so do not seem like you have it together. And I don't either. I just got out of a relationship too.
Well, all the more reason to say goodnight.
Really? Boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm trying to be strong.
I'm a unicorn.
Oh.
That's gotta mean something.
Good night, Jessica.
Good night.
He gives her a peck on the lips. They gaze into each other's eyes, then kiss more deeply.
Ah, mm-hmm. Fuck it. Just come up.
Yes, we can always say goodnight in the morning, right?
Later, they are under the blankets in his bed, in the dark.
We're naked.
We are so naked. Mm-hmm.
You're so beautiful.
I am.
I'm not nervous.
Oh, no, you don't seem nervous at all. Cause I'm gonna miss
you. I love the way you feel.
I like the way you feel me.
Mm-hmm. How about if I feel you here?
Oh, shit, Ben. Yeah. Oh, where do you need to be, Jess?
Oh, you know, anywhere is nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay? There's the best.
Oh.
In daytime, Jess encounters Damon walking a small black and brown dog in her neighborhood.
Hey!
Hey!
You got a dog?
I did.
Wow, it's a really cute dog. She's so little. Are you just walking around here?
She shoves him.
Yeah.
Hmm? You're just walking around the neighborhood? You don't live around here. Why are you walking around here?
Well, honestly, I've been thinking.
Oh,
all
you've
right?
been thinking?
Yeah,
huh?
I've
you've been thinking.
Why do you keep doing
because
that?
Because you don't live around here and you're walking her over here. That's weird.
Excuse me, sir. Is this woman bothering you? No, she's not bothering me, man. It's fine.
Would you like me to call the police?
No, man, no.
I'm gonna call the police.
Don't call the police, man. I love her, okay? I love her.
Good luck.
I love you. Hey, listen, I know you think you're the one with the broken heart, but remember, you broke up with me.
You didn't have to accept it so easily.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
I don't know. Fight for us.
Fight for what? We were already in a relationship.
I was scared. Shit.
Scared of what?
Of everything. Of being defined as your girlfriend. Of not being a writer. Of trying and failing. Of losing myself in this relationship.
Listen, Jess, I just think that we deserve another chance, all right? I deserve another chance.
I'm kind of seeing somebody right now.
What, do you want me to fight him? Because I'll punch him right
no,
in the...
No, gay man, go home. Okay, don't walk your freaking cute ass dog in my neighborhood anymore.
Jess, come on.
Go, seriously.
Jess. Jess.
She wakes up in Boone's bed.
Jess. Jess.
You all right? I'm okay. Just thinking.
I was going to make some coffee. You want some coffee?
Ooh, I am more of a tea person. So...
Then I shall bring you tea.
Thank you.
He gets out of bed. She turns onto her side and stares off pensively. A view of a pink sky over the industrial waterfront, then city skyscrapers at sunrise. A subway train chugs along the lower level of a suspension bridge. Jess instructs the kids at the Children's Theater Project.
All right. Close your eyes and open your minds. You're going to play another game, except this game is not going to be as easy as the others.
Why not?
You'll see.
The kids stand with their eyes closed. Jess appears as a smiling girl in the back seat of her parents' car.
It's your birthday, and you're in the car with your parents.
My parents don't have a car.
Use your imagination.
Okay, I'm going to imagine I'm in a Ferrari.
Okay, great. The whole year you've been telling anybody who would listen that all you wanted for your birthday was a dog. And you think that you're on your way to the pet store to pick one out right now. But what you don't know is that your mom just found out that she's going to have another baby. And your parents have already been stretching their money to make sure that they can pay for your college education. You don't know any of this yet because you're just a kid and they work really hard to shield you from that stuff. But unfortunately, this creates a lot of tension between them. Sometimes you hear them yelling at each other late at night when they think you're asleep, and it really scares you. Now your dad, being the proud and impractical man that he is, really wants to get you this dog, even though he knows that you can't afford it. And your mom is frustrated at him for this because she works too, and she knows that she's going to have to quit her job to take care of this new baby.
Wow, I didn't know things were so tight. My parents should probably sell this Ferrari.
Damien, cool it with the Ferrari, okay? Now, imagine that you're the dad. You're driving the car. And you look in the rearview mirror and you see your kid with this big, dopey smile on her face.
I don't have a dopey smile.
You're right, you have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Now imagine that you're the mom. You're in the passenger seat. And you see a look of anguish go across your husband's face as you pass the pet store.
What? We're passing the pet store? Where are we going?
That's a good question. Where are we going?
I don't know. This is your game.
Yeah, but it's up to you to decide where we go next.
Chandra opens her eyes and frowns. After class, she approaches Jess on the sidewalk.
Hey, Miss James?
Oh, hey. What are you throwing over here? Where's your mom?
Oh, she's waiting for me around the corner.
Is everything okay?
Well, my dad got your message.
Can you just tell him I'm sorry about that?
He told me to tell you that he's glad that you haven't been broken by life yet, and I can go to the writer's weekend.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes!
Jess gives multiple high fives and a hug.
This is amazing. This is the best news I've heard in weeks. I'm so excited. This is going to be great.
Yeah, great.
What's wrong?
My dad's still taking my brother to Six Flags.
So?
So, Six Flags seems pretty awesome.
Are you kidding me? I thought you were serious about this program.
I am.
Obviously not if you're gonna ditch so that you can go ride roller coasters.
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet.
You know what? Forget it. Just do whatever you want, Chandra. Why should I care if you don't?
I didn't say I didn't care.
Obviously you don't. I have to go.
She rolls her eyes and turns away.
Wait. Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. I'm just really disappointed. Look, you have to go to this writer's weekend, okay? Otherwise I'll be super hurt if you don't.
That's not fair!
Wake up, Chandra, since when is life supposed to be fair?
You know what? Whatever. Send you a postcard from Six Flags.
Chandra walks away. Jess looks off, her eyes darting. Later, she presses the buzzer at Boone's front door. He answers, looking disheveled, his chest exposed by a half-zipped hoodie.
Come in. Hey.
Booty call.
What are you doing here?
Oh, sorry I didn't let you know I was coming. It's just my phone died earlier, and I had kind of a shitty day, so.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I wish you called.
Do you want to go for a walk or something? I got pickles in here.
Hey, I'm gonna get out of here.
His ex-wife comes out.
Just hold on a minute.
Hi. You must be Mandy Moore. I'm Jessica James. It's really nice to meet you. I love your work. I love the way you shoot carrots.
Thank you.
Jess.
You suck balls. I gotta go.
He follows Jess to the sidewalk.
Jess, hold on. Jess?
What?
Wait.
No!
Jess, come on! She was just delivering a windsurfing magazine that keeps getting sent to her place by accident.
And then, you know, we got talking.
We were just talking. Don't bullshit me. Yes. Where's your shirt?
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. But you more than anyone must realize what it's like to have a history with someone. Those feelings don't just evaporate.
Yeah, no, I understand. Nothing works out. People let you down and you should never trust anybody ever. I've known that since I was a kid.
We were fucking married, Jess. Our families watched us say, till death do you part. Together. I mean, it's a little bigger than just saying, oh, maybe I'm in love with this guy.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that my feelings weren't as valid as yours.
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wait a second. You windsurf?
Yeah, I windsurf.
Come on, man.
I like the sensation of being at sea. Mm. You would like it. You should come.
No, I'm good. And you know what?
She gestures rudely with her fist, crosses her arms over her groin, then points at him with both hands.
Yeah.
Jessica!
What?
I really like you.
Yeah, Boone, of course you do. Everybody does. I'm friggin' dope!
She turns her back and storms off. He stares after her, shifting awkwardly. Jess stands by a white minibus, checking a clipboard as her theater students arrive and board. The driver calls out to her as she waits and looks around.
You got everyone?
Almost.
Should we wait?
No, we can go.
The writer's weekend. Shoes lie in a pile on a vast lawn where Jess and the kids are playing tag in their socks. Kids run on a sandy path bordered by tall grass, then arrive at a beautiful beach. They stand in a line and pitch stones into the water. Jess arrives in a floral blouse and red sneakers. She watches them and smiles. Then she bends over and picks a scalloped seashell out of the sand. Later, everyone sits around a patio table on the spacious back deck of a large guest house. They make notes, share ideas, and laugh with a middle-aged male mentor.
Or like the cat and the dog. Romeo and Juliet, you know how like different people and like they're not allowed to be there? The cat and the dog.
I'm gonna write another story about a mega Ultron cookie bird.
D plus C
equals
fight.
How do you spell fight?
It's supposed to be apparently like a spiritual journey.
Jess descends from the deck to the lawn. She hesitates before approaching a tall, slender black woman in her early 40s who is admiring the view.
Excuse me? Hi. Hi, you're Sarah Jones, right?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why I asked that. I knew it was you. Just, I really think about you a lot. I really do. You are fierce and passionate and unapologetic, and I love the way you write your characters, and I love the way you write women. I'm so thankful that you're here, and the kids are really thankful that you're here.
I mean,
not as thankful as I am, just because I, like, love you. I really do. You're, like, 6 feet almost. Like, I'm 6 feet.
What is your name?
Oh, it's Jessica James. That was really weird of me to do, and I'm sorry, and I'm blabbing. can I ask you something?
Yes, sure.
When did you know that you were going to make it?
That's a big question. I guess I would say I'll let you know when I get the memo.
What do you mean when you get the memo? You literally want a Tony.
Yes, but, you know, that and a Metro card gets me on the subway.
You still take the subway?
Yeah, girl, how much do you think playwrights make?
So you're just saying that no matter what I do, there's still no assurance that I'm actually going to make it, even if I win the best award that playwriting has to offer?
No, it's really more about, like, what does theater actually mean to you?
I just love it.
And you're doing it. Like, that's why we're here, right? This is it. There's kind of not more to it than that.
A melancholy smile comes over Jess. At sunset, she watches the kids do somersaults on the beach. In daytime, she knocks at an apartment door labeled 4J. Chandra's mother answers.
Yeah. Is Chandra home? Yeah. Can I speak to her? I watched those TED Talks.
And?
You were right, she's cool. No shoes in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Jess takes off her shoes and carries them inside. She finds Chandra doing homework at a desk in a bright, colorful bedroom.
Knock, knock. Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to apologize.
About what?
I'm really, really sorry for making you feel bad about wanting to spend time with your dad.
Chandra returns her attention to her books.
Do you mind if I sit down?
Chandra shrugs. Jess sits down in a beanbag chair.
Well, this is a really cool room.
Thanks.
I thought about you a lot this weekend. I thought about how it must be hard to be 11 years old and have your parents negotiating through lawyers to spend time with you.
And my brother.
Yeah, and your brother. And I get how that can make you feel invisible. You feel like you're forgotten and... You know, I went through the same thing when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah, I did. So my parents never got it together. Eventually, they just asked me and my sister to choose who we wanted to spend more time with.
Who'd you pick?
My mom. But it wasn't because I loved her more. You know, I really loved both of my parents. I just thought that my mom would have a harder time without us. And that really broke my dad's heart. And he hasn't forgiven me for that.
But you never got that dog either, did you?
No.
That's sad.
I brought you back something.
She presents the seashell.
Wow. It's really pretty. Thanks.
I would really, really, really like to help you work on your play.
Yeah, sure.
Cool, because your mom already told me I could stay for dinner. And so far it smells dope.
Boone is alone in his apartment at night, flipping through photos of Jess on his smartphone. He receives a text message from Jess at 11:17 p.m. saying, "Wanna talk?" In daytime, he sits on a park bench, gazing off while sipping a takeout coffee. He stands up when Jess arrives with a thick red binder.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
They shake hands.
Thank you for coming.
Of course, I was so pleased you called. I brought you some tea.
Oh, thank you. You remembered. It's very nice.
He hands her a large paper cup and they sit down.
Look, I am really sorry.
What are you talking about? You don't need to apologize for anything.
No, you told me early on that you were still trying to figure stuff out, and I guess I just didn't listen.
You know, for what it's worth, I called and got my windsurfing magazine redirected to my place.
Oh, good.
So...
Yeah. Well, what about those feelings?
Oh, also redirected.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, I am.
How do you know?
Well, for one... You know how I used to obsess about everything she did online?
I do.
Now the only page I refresh is yours.
Come on.
Oh, that sounded better in my head.
I,
She gives him the binder.
Write this.
What is this?
that is every single play that I've ever written. Ever.
Holy shit, it's heavy.
I know. Well, I got a lot of thoughts and feelings I had for a really long time.
I can't wait to read it.
She kisses his lips tenderly.
Take your time. And, you know, no need to rush.
I'm gonna start.
Okay, wait till we leave. Okay, I'm gonna go and thank you for the tea.
He watches her get up, then he opens the binder. Later, she unlocks her mailbox and peers inside. She arrives inside her apartment, closes the door, and reads a letter. Her mouth falls open, her breathing quickens, and she smiles. Tasha serves a customer at a cafe counter.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Jess walks into the near-empty cafe and does a little dance.
Oh, well, hello there,
sunshine.
What's
up, Lucci?
What are you doing here? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just going to London.
Okay. What for?
I've been invited by the Donmar Warehouse Theater to teach a children's playmaking workshop and direct a stage reading of one of my plays.
Tasha hops over the counter and hugs Jess.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. Anyway, I got you something.
Wait, are you kidding me? For me? I should be getting you a present.
No, but you know how I pretty much moved here to escape my family?
Yes, you and everybody else who moved here.
Well, I got more than I bargained for. I love you. And you're the first person I wanted to tell as soon as I found out the news.
Tasha frowns emotionally as she unwraps a purple vibrator.
Oh my God. It's an Ola. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It captures and replays your vibration patterns. I can't believe it. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Please don't cry. You know I hate to show emotion in public spaces.
Tasha squeezes her tightly and rocks her.
Ew.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, listen up. Free coffee all around in honor of the incredible Jessica James, whose amazing work is going to be read by the Donmar Warehouse Theater in London.
Yes.
Bangers and mash.
Gonna get bangers and
mash. A man and woman perform as mermaids in the Children's Theater Project stage production.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you're a mermaid too?
No. Not a mermaid.
He removes a long turquoise wig.
I'm a merman.
Oh. Cool.
A girl playwright takes a bow along with the actors. Jess smiles with anticipation as Chandra takes a seat at the playwright's onstage desk. Now, three adult actors appear, driving in a cardboard car. A father and mother sit up front. Sitting in the back seat, Tasha performs a monologue.
Hello, my name is Banana McLean, and today is my birthday. I told my parents that I wanted a puppy for my birthday, but I'd also be happy with a turtle. We're on our way to the pet store now. I hope they don't try and get me a goldfish. Goldfish are no fun. You can't pet or hug a goldfish. I'm not sure if you can pet or hold a turtle, but at least turtles have personalities. I think it's important for a pet to have a personality, which is why I want a puppy. They seem like they would be nice and loyal and fun. Of course, I guess there's a chance I won't get a pet at all. And you know what? That's okay, too. Because birthdays aren't about getting things. They're about celebrating what you have. And what I have is pretty great. Because it's a beautiful day, and I'm with the two people I love the most. And later, we're having cake, and I love cake.
Sitting in the audience, Chandra's father, mother, and brother beam and applaud. On stage, Chandra holds hands with the actors, and they all bow. Chandra sees Jess standing in the wings, mouthing the words, "So good." Afterwards, Jess passes the family in the foyer as they present flowers to Chandra. Then Jess and Tasha share big hugs.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, so good.
You guys were so good. You were great. You're so good. Of course. Hi.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. You freaking killed it.
You really think so?
Yeah.
I wasn't too over the top, but...
No, you were perfect.
Thank you. I thought it was such a great character. Thank you so much for casting me.
No, you were amazing.
Tasha spots Damon.
You're so good.
Oh.
What?
Don't look behind you. Don't.
What do you
don't.
Mean?
Just keep cool.
Jess looks.
Hi.
Jess gives Tasha a long, tense look before approaching Damon.
Hey.
Hey.
I didn't know you were coming tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, I know how much this means to you.
That's... How are you?
Good.
Good?
I'm good, yeah. You?
Good.
Good.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's nice to see you, too.
She frowns and pulls him into a hug. She steps back and shifts awkwardly.
We should get tea sometime.
Tea sounds great to me.
You're a really good guy, Damon.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm all right.
I'll call you.
I'll answer. Good to see you. See you.
See ya.
He walks away, and she looks up to see Boone nearby, discreetly studying a program. They make eye contact and smile. Then she walks over.
That seemed like a positive interaction.
Did you know he was going to be here?
I had no idea. It was a surprise.
I'm sorry, I could have warned you. He posted it on Twitter like 3 days ago.
You could probably stop following me on social media, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure you're ready for that?
I guess so.
Well, I guess you should probably stop following my ex as well, then.
I don't know if I can.
The food photos?
She really knows how to handle a banana.
Hey, I read your plays.
All of them already?
Every page.
And?
You're a very complicated person.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, don't. You never need to apologize for that. There's so many other things you could apologize for.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to tell you. I am going to London.
What?
The Donmar Theater wants to do a stage reading of one of my plays.
That sounds prestigious.
Yeah, I know. It's like kind of a big deal.
Nice. Good job. Have you ever been to London?
No, I haven't. How is it?
Oh, it's the best. You're going to have such a great time. You know, I have a ton of frequent flyer miles. You know, just if you wanted to bring someone with you to show you around the town.
How does that work?
How does what work?
Frequent flyer miles.
Jess wears the blue jumpsuit, sitting on an airliner with Tasha.
Dude, I can't believe your boyfriend bought us tickets to London.
Okay, who said anything about him being my boyfriend?
Wait, what are you talking about? This is like the most romantic gesture I have ever seen.
Yeah, it's dope, but it takes more than a couple of round-trip tickets to London for somebody to be my boyf.
That is so boss.
What is so boss?
Jessica.
Chandra sits between them.
Flight attendants, please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff.
It was really cool of your parents to let you come with us to the workshop.
Well, it was really cool of your boyfriend to get me a ticket, too.
Hey, whoa. Sister. Just because a guy buys a lady a couple of round-trip tickets to London does not make him her boyfriend. Did you know that I introduced them?
You know, I like your jumpsuit.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty badass, right?
Yeah, it is.
The three of them exchange cheerful looks. Then Jess gazes off with a contented smile. The Incredible Jessica James title appears. Credits. Cast. Jessica Williams as Jessica. Chris O'Dowd as Boone. Lakeith Stanfield as Damon. Noelle Wells as Tasha. Talia Whitaker as Chandra. Sabrina Guevara as Chandra's mom, Mrs. Phillips. Sarah Jones as herself. Will Steven as the Tinder guy date. Susan Hayward as Jess's sister, Jerusa. Robert King as brother-in-law, Dwayne. Patricia Floyd as mom. Evander Duck Jr. as Ken. Megan Ketch as Mandy. Eric Loescheider as Mandy's boyfriend. And Anne Carney as Mrs. Taggart. Casting by Jessica Kelly and Kate Geller. Music supervisor, Maggie Phillips. Music by Keegan DeWitt. Costume designer, Amanda Ford. Production designer, Nora Mendes. Editors, Jesse Gordon and Molly Goldstein. Director of photography, Sean McElwee. Executive producers, Jessica Williams and Carrie Hundley. Produced by Michael B. Clark and Alex Turtletaub. Written and directed by Jim Strauss. The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead or to actual events is purely coincidental. Copyright 2017 Big Beach LLC. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.